Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Back to the United States now, where, as you've been hearing, millions of people are leaving their homes as the state of Florida braces for Hurricane Milton to make landfall later this evening. People have been told to prepare for the state's latest evacuation effort in years, largest rather evacuation effort in many years. The governor there, Ron DeSantis, is warning that a monster is on the way. Tampa Police Chief Lee Burkaw has been warning residents to leave their homes while there's still time.
The tidal surge is going to be incredible, up to 15 feet. In Helene, we had 7 to 8 feet. I was down with my officers this morning helping the evacuation process, and we had one elderly lady who didn't want to evacuate. And I was explaining to her that her house would be underwater. So fortunately, we were able to help her out, but there's so many more like that. And the mayor was exactly right. If people don't evacuate in zone A or B, it could be life-threatening. We want to reassure everybody that they're going to be safe, but I can't do that. If they stay in that evacuation zone, I cannot assure them that they will be safe. And I can promise them that I'm not going to put my officers in harm's way to come out during those peak periods of the storm. So you will be on your own and potentially not make it through the storm if you don't heed our warning.
Well, we're joined on the line now by iHeartRadio Tampa program director and on-air host Ashley Morrison, who has managed to safely evacuate to Georgia. Ashley, hello to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us. So the flights are grounded. The highways are absolutely rammed. People still trying to leave their homes ahead of the storm. We're hearing reports of fuel shortages. How was your own experience when it came to getting out of the area?
Well, you know, working in media, kind of priority for me was to get my family out because I do work for Tampa Bay radio stations. It was to get out. It was to evacuate safely. It was to get somewhere where I could get connected to Wi-Fi because there is most likely going to be power outages. So that way we can stay connected with our audiences there in the Tampa Bay area. And we left, honestly, just in the nick of time before we even ran into the mad traffic that ended up happening with the evacuations, luckily. But my brother came up from the west coast of Florida, and what would normally be a 7-hour trip from Florida to just south of Atlanta in Georgia took them about 20 hours as they had a couple rest stop areas in there. But that just goes to show just how many people were evacuating. It was bumper to bumper traffic, anywhere from 10 miles an hour to 20 at any given time for hours on end.
Right. So he clearly had a very difficult journey. What about your staff, your colleagues at the radio station? Have they all managed to evacuate to safety?
Yes. So our building is actually in an evacuation A. Our building is located in Clearwater, Florida. And so we have an emergency on-air broadcast team who has evacuated down to Miami. They're actually doing and starting wall-to-wall coverage starting at 6 a.m. Florida time here this morning. But first and foremost priority was, of course, them taking care of their families, their homes as best as possible, boarding up if they were able and felt to do so. Just a lot of preparations. A lot of people here experienced complete devastation with Helene, even some of my own colleagues having flood water in their homes. So nobody was taking a chance with this one. Everybody's kind of had enough. And then for this one to be as strong as it is, and now, you know, with hurricanes, the good thing is you do have time to prepare. So that's what we always remind our audiences, is it's not like a tornado where it spans out of nowhere. Hurricanes do take days to actually make landfall. So we've been really stressing that with our audiences is, hey, you've had time to prepare, to evacuate. But tonight into the overnight into Thursday, we know it's not going to be pretty, even with any little shift, even if it's to the south of the Tampa Bay area. Our area is just very vulnerable to that flooding.
Mm-hmm. We were speaking to another resident, an Irishman, Royston Brady, in the last hour, and he was explaining to us, you know what we're doing. We've been through this before. October always feels like this. But he went on to say, and we're hearing the news reports and just even talking to yourself, this really isn't like anything you've been through before, is it? This is unprecedented, or feels like it might be unprecedented.
100%. I'm actually a born and raised Floridian. I've lived in Pinellas County and the state of Florida my entire life. My family's been there, right there on the west coast of Florida. That little peninsula that hangs off the left-hand side of Florida, I always say, that's where I grew up and where I've been. So yes, I've been around for many hurricanes. I even asked my brother, who is 43. I said, hey, have you ever seen any traffic like that coming out of town, trying to get out of Florida up to Georgia? He's like, I've never seen anything like that. And that's what they're saying on the news, too, is the type of evacuations just unprecedented, absolutely.
But of course, Ashley, there will be people who'll say, I'm choosing to stay in my home, and they'll be bedding down, hunkering down for that storm.
Yeah, you know, and those people you pray for, you know, we know all too well. I was actually down on the coast helping with relief efforts as soon as Helene hit, not knowing Milton was right behind it. And you do have those people that are very stubborn, and it's really tough for them to leave their homes. Now, on the other hand, and stories I've heard personally firsthand, is, you know, keep in mind, Florida is very much a retiree state. So as that other gentleman was talking about the elderly, you know, being found and not having help, that is the sad part of this, is there are so many elderly who may not have family, or they may not be taking it serious. They may not be in the right state of mind and know just how serious it is. So there's a lot of dangers.
So when it comes to your own work, then, you'll continue to broadcast live from where you're staying in Georgia. Is that right?
So I am fully connected with Wi-Fi. Our team, however, in Miami, our emergency on-air broadcast team, will be broadcasting live. They start the wall-to-wall coverage at 6 a.m. this morning on all of our iHeart Tampa stations on the iHeart Radio app, which is here in the U.S. And I will be connected for all of our social media graphics, our updates to all of our on-air talent. So yes, we do have talent that have evacuated elsewhere in order to stay connected for our audiences.
And I know you've had a lot of people getting in touch with you on social media. They've been sharing their concerns about how long it might be before they can return home. Now, that question is unanswerable, I would assume, at the moment, isn't it?
Exactly. And again, like I said, I'm born and raised Floridian here, and first time I've evacuated like this, to this extent. But we just don't know. You don't know until a hurricane comes through what the damages are like, what the power outages are like, the road closures. And that's why, you know, we just got to hope for the best, stay optimistic, and know that everybody, and hope that everybody took the proper precautions, preparations, evacuated if they needed to. And we'll see what happens after Milton, but that will depend on, you know, when everybody can get back to their homes. I can tell you, the people that live on the Barrier Islands, I have many colleagues who do live on the water, and they are expecting not to be able to make it home within the next week.
All right, well, let's see what's going to happen, and the next 24 hours will be very telling. Ashley, thank you so much, and we wish your colleagues well there, who will be pretty much in the eye of the storm reporting for iHeart Radio in Tampa. We've had a statement from Aer Lingus. They say they're aware of the impending arrival of Hurricane Milton and potential travel disruption to the Orlando region on Wednesday the 9th, that's today, and tomorrow. Passengers due to travel on these days can rebook travel to an alternative date within the next 7 days, subject to availability, without a change fee. Rebooking must be in the same cabin, or fare difference will apply. So that's the latest from Aer Lingus. Coming up next, the book that might just change everything you thought you knew about Shakespeare, right on its head. Best-selling author Jodi Picoult joins us to talk about her fascinating new novel.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.